When I was growing up, I loved to read. So many books and so many options. And every so often, I'd come across a particularly scary scene in the book. So instead of reading it, I'd just turn the page over and skip that part. I'm wondering today, have you ever wanted to skip a part of life? I remember wishing the world would end right before an exam, wanting the ground to swallow me up before I had to go for a job interview. And all of those dumb things I've said, the people I've hurt, dumb spending, circumstances that I really didn't want to be in. I wanted to get out of waiting for things, waiting for a husband or maybe a wife, waiting for a baby, waiting for the kids to leave home, waiting for coronavirus to disappear off the face of the earth. Ever been there? Is that your reality today? Sometimes we stop and we look around and we say, how did I get here? A little while ago, not that long ago, I was involved in a three-car accident. The guy in front swerved across into my lane and clipped the front of my car, and I stopped just with the right side of my car on the medium strip as he completely got into my lane. But then the car behind just slammed into the back of me. Bummer. It was pretty bad for the lady behind, because the law is that the last car in the accident has the most consequences. They have to pay the price for the damage. In our lives, even though someone else may have messed up, sometimes we pay the price. It might have been something that happened last week or 40 years ago, and you might have been carrying it around, it seems like forever. Sometimes we just slide into difficulty and we can't stop. How did I get here? Perhaps today you've run out of hope. And the title of my sermon today is It's Never Too Late Until It Is. This message is for the people who have given up, they're fed up, who no longer show up. If you don't know where to turn, how to fix it, or what to do next, there's hope. It's never too late. No matter how long you've traveled in the wrong direction, you can always turn around. It's never too late. As Christians, we believe the Bible is our guidebook for life. It is the living word of God. And there's all kinds of help for us to navigate our best lives. God's word is filled with guidance and principles to make our lives all that God wants for us to be and all that we want to be. The Bible has example after example of people who turned the page over, who started a new chapter, made a difference, and stepped out from under their circumstances. Jonah, he gets eaten by a pretty decent-sized fish. Zacchaeus, he was a scammer. Moses was a murderer. Jacob was a liar. Rahab was a prostitute, but she was included in Jesus' family tree. Peter denied Jesus. Paul, he once hunted down and approved the killing of Christians. Samson parted with the wrong crowd. Sarah doubted God's promise. And if God redeemed those lives, he can redeem your life. And it's definitely not late, not too late for you. There's a Bible verse in Luke 19:10. It says, "The Son of Man has come to seek and give life to those who are lost." Are you feeling a bit lost today? Jesus came to make it possible for our lives to be redeemed and transformed. We can turn the page on our past, on all of our failures, and we don't need to keep living life in misery. We can start a new chapter, turn the page. The blind man in Luke 18 is someone whose life is totally transformed by an encounter with Jesus. This man had ended up sitting at the side of a road begging. And he's transformed when he cries out for mercy. Jesus says to him, "Go ahead and see." The healing was instant. He looked up seeing, and then he followed Jesus, glorifying God. Many people feel that because of their sin and imperfection, God is going to turn away from them. But I want to tell you the good news today. God loves imperfect people. And instead of turning away from you, he turns towards you. Jesus said to the blind man, "What do you want me to do for you?" whatever you've done in your life, whatever imperfection, Jesus loves you and wants to be in a relationship with you, but he requires a response. Salvation means freedom. It means a relationship with Jesus that will go on forever. It's never too late. I need to turn the page over, and today I have four steps on how to get a fresh start in life. The first one is, number one, accept responsibility for my own failure. Proverbs 28:13 says, you will never succeed in life if you try to hide your sins. Confess them and give them up, then God will show mercy to you. We need to admit our failures. If we're in recovery programs, step one is all about admitting that I have a problem. I take responsibility. Now, most of us are pretty expert at passing the buck. It's in our natural sin nature. Way back in the beginning, Adam blamed Eve and he blamed God. He said, Adam said, that woman you gave to me, that woman that you put here with me, gave me the fruit and I ate it. Now, I don't know where we got the idea that we have to pretend that we're perfect. We're not. You're not perfect and neither am I. So let's stop blaming other people for our failures. Last month it was my birthday, and a couple of weeks before it I was thinking, it's my birthday soon. How old am I going to be? Wait, how old am I right now? I completely forgot how old I was. I know it's a sign of old age, and I'm there. I was that person who Googled, how old is someone who was born in July? And for everyone wondering, I am now 44. Crisis averted. I'm okay admitting that I am 44, and I'm okay that I didn't know how old I was. We've come a long way from being 11 and a half or 9 3/4, as we used to say when we were kids. And I don't really feel a day over 43, so it's all good. Let's get everything into the light. Let's admit my failures and let's accept responsibility. Second way to turn the page, number two, is stop regretting and start repenting when I fail. Wow, what does that mean to repent? The Greek word for repentance means metanoia, which is a change of mind, to change direction or to change your heart. Repentance means change. We do something about it. We don't just regret, we repent. And there's a verse in Proverbs 20:30. It says, sometimes it takes a painful experience to make us change our ways. Wow. Ever had a painful experience? Have you changed from it? Let's embrace the painful experiences as opportunities for growth. Regretting doesn't change anything. It only keeps us looking at the past. I need to stop regretting. I need to stop looking backwards. In your car, your windscreen is much bigger than your rearview mirror. The windscreen shows us where we're going, where we're headed, not where we've been. Sometimes we keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for a different outcome. It's futile unless we make a change. We need to look forwards and not backwards. God looks at our future while the enemy tries to keep us focused on our past. God says you can in spite of what has been done, but the enemy says you can't because of what you've done. God will never define you by your past, but the enemy will try to confine you by your past. Never let your yesterday keep you from your tomorrow. The third way to turn the page over and get a fresh start, number three, forget the former and focus on the future. This is what Paul's saying in Philippians 3:13. I forget all of the past as I fasten my heart to the future instead. Does anyone remember the Beverly Hillbillies? Yes, cue the banjos right now. It was a story about a man named Jed. The poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed, and then one day he was shooting at some food when up through the ground came a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. So said, California is the place you want to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie stars. It's an old sitcom, but it's a good one. And what made that TV show so interesting was that Jed and his family had been delivered from their past, a life of poverty. But even after they moved to Beverly Hills with all of their money, they continued to live their hillbilly ways. Their location had changed, but their mindset hadn't. Where's my mindset today? Am I still living in my past? Where's your mindset? Many of us can't get to our tomorrows because we're all still carrying baggage from our past and we just won't let it go. Let me ask you a very personal question this morning. What memory in your life are you allowing to continue to manipulate you? And every time it comes up, you think, oh, I wish I'd never done that. Some people are allowing the past to control their future, and that means staying on the same page and living in the same story. Our past is past. It's water under the bridge. Forget the past and focus on the future. The past doesn't have the control of us anymore if we've accepted the forgiveness that Jesus has offered. Number four, trust God to work it out. Trust God to work it all out. Faith means acting on God's word. Faith is always an action. That's why we walk by faith, not talk by faith. You may look at your life and say, my life at this time looks like a hot mess. And from our point of view, it looks like a disaster. And we look at our lives and think, how could anything good come out of this? The good news today is God specializes in new beginnings. It's never too late to start over. You may need to accept Jesus into your life as Lord and Savior for the first time or again. Maybe you need to cast out some things that are cluttering up your life and distracting you from the important thing. How does God take a minus in your life and turn it into a plus? He makes a cross out of it. God specializes in turning crucifixions into resurrections. And Jesus was nailed to the cross so that we could have a second chance, a new beginning. The devil has a scheme, but God has a plan. Satan will and is doing everything he can to thwart the plan that God has for your life. We can turn the page today. It's never too late to make a new start with Jesus. It's never too late to turn around, to change our minds, to trust God, to accept responsibility, and to focus on the future. No matter how far you've gone, no matter how much you've done, no matter what you've said, it's time to turn the page. Now, the 10th of July was an exciting day for our family. We were finally able to get to Queensland to see our family and friends after months and months of waiting. We had filled in our declarations, printed out our border passes. We managed even to get a photo to cross as we were crossing the border in the queue of people getting into Queensland, and it was really wonderful to get there. Now, this piece of paper that I printed out on the 9th of July, valid from the 10th, is now completely useless. I had every opportunity to enter Queensland while it was valid, and now not only is this pass not valid because it expired on the 16th of July, but Queensland borders are shut. And we can't even get in there legally, even if we wanted to. It's too late. It's too late now to get into Queensland. The hope-filled part of this message is also the most sobering. It's never too late until it is. There will be a time when it will be too late to make the decision for Jesus. God wakes us every day with opportunities to hear him, to watch for him, to see him in our world. We are free to ignore him, to push him away, and to take the credit for his gifts and goodness. But this unlimited opportunity for access is not an eternal opportunity. I don't know when your last chance to accept Jesus will be, but there will be a last chance. So why wait? Why not have the benefits of membership in God's kingdom today? Receive the hope that gives you strength to face a new day. Receive peace that cannot be explained in your circumstances. Receive salvation that lifts the burden of shame. It's never too late until it is. Let's turn the page today. God has a purpose, a destiny, and a goal for your life. Your past does not have to determine your destiny. You've come too far. You can't change your past regardless of how much you may want to. But your past does not have to determine your future. It's not too late to live in the hope that is yours in Jesus Christ. If you've ever watched a football game, you know that midway through the game, the teams go to their respective locker rooms for halftime. And halftime is a rest, a time for assessment. It's a time to regroup and evaluate and adjust the game plan. Now, the first half of any football game is important, but it does not determine the outcome. Numerous teams over the years were ahead at halftime only to eventually lose the game. And numerous teams were losing at halftime, but by the time the game ended, they turned things around. Until the final whistle is blown, the game is still up for grabs. And the same is true in life. You might be heading into halftime, you might be heading into full time. But if you're still here, the game of life is not over. Not only that, but your first half doesn't have to determine the outcome of the game. Maybe you've made mistakes and poor decisions. Perhaps you've experienced many disappointments and failures. Maybe life has dealt you a harsh blow here or there, but you're still standing. And as long as you're still here, the whistle has not blown, it's not too late for God to make something magnificent out of your life. The band is going to sing, and I invite you to declare these songs over your life. You might want to stand or sing or just agree with them. If you're ready to turn that page and take up Jesus' offer for a new life, you might like to read this prayer with me as your declaration of faith. Let's read it together. Dear Jesus, I need you and I believe in you and I receive your forgiveness. Thank you for dying on the cross for me and for giving me life and eternity. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Amen.